You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my final guests today are here to talk about the Tiny Post Office concert happening this Saturday. Welcome Rasha McChesney and Christine Ami Erickson.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yeah. You guys are really brightening up the studio.
We're very Christmassy
right now.
Bright red and bright green.
This was not coordinated,
but no, I appreciate it.
Life coordinates.
I appreciate it too. You guys look so good on the other side of my desk here. Christy, let's start with you. You are the owner and proprietor of a tiny post office here in downtown Juneau where you host tiny concerts. Tell me how this came to be.
Sure. Tiny post office with big heart, I suppose. So we're located down in the central part of downtown. And, you know, as a post office, we're in the business of connecting people. And we like to connect people certainly through mail, but also through a variety of other types of services. So we have a gift shop. We try to connect people to art and artists and those stories. And then we have a bunch of different community programs that we do to try to connect people in real life. And one of those, our most popular program, is the Tiny Post Office Concert Series. And I believe this is concert number 18.
It is 18.
Yeah.
Is it really?
So our 18th concert in the space. And for those who've never been to one of our concerts, you're probably thinking, how?
Right.
Because it's a really little space. But if you look closely at our store sometime, you'll notice that all of our furniture has wheels on it or is easily movable or take-apartable. And so we spend a half hour from 6 to 6:30 on a concert night moving everything to the side and to the back. And then we have a whole bunch of chairs up in our loft, another little hidden place that we bring down, and we turn the space into a tiny concert hall. And then we feature different incredible local performers, including this month's featured artist, The Sandwiches, as well as a couple other special guests.
That's an excellent overview of the tiny concert series. Thank you, Christy.
Yeah.
Rasha, the Sandwiches.
Sandwiches. Whichever one works for joke purposes on stage is the one that I use.
Whichever.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, keep them coming. Keep them coming. You're a member of the group. Who or what are they?
Well, it's a group that started, actually, this coming Folk Fest will be 2 years old. Annie Bartholomew came to me after a Folk Fest and said, hey, there are a lot of people who want to learn how to harmonize and want to sing with other people and want to get this sort of experience of making music with other people. And they're all sort of doing their own things, but everybody wants to improve. Can you help me with this group? And Annie Bartholomew obviously has all of the sort of stage and performance presence that one person could need. And I have a strong music theory and music background and teaching background. And we started meeting at the Alaskan, kind of like, you know, there's that old time night on Wednesdays. So we were meeting upstairs on Sundays, and it's just a drop-in group. Anybody can show up and come sing with us. And then people started bringing instruments. And then at some point we realized, oh, this is actually kind of a band, and we're all making music together. And so we had our first show last Halloween, not this last one, but Halloween a year ago. And we had to come up with a name like really last minute, and we were calling it the Witching Hour. So someone suggested the Sandwiches. And I think we thought at the time that it was going to be like a temporary name. Mm. But then we realized you can't actually like put on a concert as a band with a particular name and then change your name. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of stuck. But we've had lots of witches come and go, men and women and multi-instrumentalists and lots of vocalists. And right now we're at, what, 8 members, I think, that are going to be at this weekend's show. And we're going to have a stand-up bassist and an accordion player and a couple banjo players and some guitar players. And then pretty much everybody is singing. And it's just, it's magical.
Can you name some names? Who's going to be in the band this weekend?
Yeah. So in addition to Annie Bartholomew and I and Wendy Kladek, who are the three sort of core members of the group who had started it, we'll have Ariel Svetlik on bass and Katie Henry. We are so lucky that Katie Henry is playing with us. And then Duras Ruggles and Miri Darling and Audra Lizzie are in that mix. So we have some moments where we burst out into these 8-part harmonies that are sometimes purposeful and practiced, and sometimes just what we feel is profound in the moment. And it's, there are always these moments, every rehearsal, every show, where everyone sort of locks in and we all get goosebumps and we all make eye contact and we all realize, oh man, we're doing it. This sounds so good. And I'm really looking forward to doing that in this intimate space. I've seen so many concerts in Kindred Post. The Quain Charles, I think, was my first one. Mm. And there's just something about the way that when you get people packed into such a tiny space, it's like everyone holds their breath for the music to start. And the space is so small and warm and just intimate. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. How did you come to select the sandwiches for the featured artist? Or did they select you?
No, I selected the sandwiches because I think it's, one, really cool how it's sort of a pop-up, pop-in, drop-in group. Idea of it being dynamic and kind of always changing depending on who's available or who's kind of being engaged at the time really intrigued me. And, of course, they just sound so lovely, really bringing in each of their unique voices and ranges. Like Rasha was talking about, the harmonies are what always get me at one of their performances, just to hear them working together vocally. It's an incredible sound treat for
should
sure.
Should we listen to a little sample?
Absolutely.
You want to set this up?
Yeah, this is we did a house show a few months ago at Wendy's house in Auk Bay, and this is a group of four of us doing a cover of a Bruce Springsteen song that I hated when we first started doing it, and now that we've taken it and sort of created some, we've done some alchemy with it and turned it into something that is, I think, beautiful and joyful, and it's one of our staple songs now.
Okay, here we go. That is just a small snippet of what we'll hear on Saturday from the sandwiches at Kindred Post, Saturday, 7 o'clock. Anything else you want to mention about the concert or what we should expect?
Just that it's a small space, so it's really great to get tickets ahead of time if you can. And you can get those at
They're on the Facebook page. There's a link to the Brown Paper Tickets event. They're $10 in advance and $20 if you're feeling like an angel. And you can find them in the there's a Facebook event. You can find them on either through the Kindred Post page or the Sandwiches page.
That's terrific. Well, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great concert, a great show. Christy, thanks for everything you do with Kindred Post and for opening up for music concerts. And it's just a lovely store, and I love shopping there.
It's a treat to do it.
And it's also the closest post office to me, so I do all my shipping there.
Great. We can satisfy so many of your needs.
Christy Nami Erickson, Rasha McChesney, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.